Welcome to today's episode of The Bottom Line, our Linklaters Germany Structured Finance podcast. In this session, Kai and I will be speaking about asset-backed commercial paper programs, which are also known as conduit programs. That basically means securitization platforms provided by banks, which receivables-generating companies can use, in particular for volumes which do not justify a dedicated securitization setup. These programs are primarily refinanced via the issuance of so-called commercial papers, hence the name. Commercial papers are essentially securities with a very short maturity.
Our guests today are Guido Goldmann from Bayerische Landesbank and Timo Menzel and Marc von Schelia from Bearing Point.
Guido, Timo and Marc will share their knowledge and market insights with us when it comes to ABCP programs and how these can be used as a funding source most efficiently.
Guido, welcome to our podcast. Please could you introduce yourself as well as the role of Bayerische Landesbank within the ABCP market?
Yes, certainly. Thank you very much for having me. My name is Guido Goldmann. I head the securitization team of Bayern LB. Securitization is an important part of Bayern LB's product offering. The bank has been active in the securitization market for over 25 years with a focus on trade, lease, and loan receivables.
We also have Timo and Marc from Bearing Point. What is Bearing Point's mission and what is your role within the organization?
Well, Kai, thanks. My name is Timo Menzel. I'm part of the Bearing Point asset-based finance team, and I'm responsible for our business development. I'm a real securitization enthusiast, and I have been working in this market for more than 25 years. Bearing Point's asset-based finance team is a product team to help our clients to reduce complexity in their transactions and to enable the clients to run their deals in an automated and efficient manner.
When I conclude here, my name is Marc von Schelia. I'm working for Bearing Point for more than 20 years now, and I'm responsible for our ABS products and services business.
Perfect. It's great to have you here today. So, Marc, maybe starting with you, could you give us some insights as to how Bayerische Landesbank and Bearing Point collaborate?
Absolutely. So, with our securitization as a service offering, we help our customers with the automation and the standardization of their administration and reporting process for securitization transactions. So Bayerische Landesbank and all other customers can focus on the documentation and structuring part of the trade receivables and leasing ABCP transactions. And we, as Bearing Point, focus on the ongoing process by using market-proven methods and tools.
Number one, securitization is a reliable tool for working capital management.
Guido, to start us off, how would you describe the current state of play regarding conduit programs, especially when it comes to corporate and leasing companies?
Actually, the securitization market is a very broad and actually very active market at the moment. And you can divide it into three subsections. There's the SRT or the synthetic securitization, which is mainly used by banks as a tool to reduce their capital requirements or manage their capital requirements. There's the public securitization market, also known as the ABS bond market, which is mainly used by frequent issuers, such as automotive companies, but also big leasing companies. And there's also the private securitization market. And the conduit or ABCP market is part of the private securitization market. For the sake of this discussion, I would even use these terms interchangeable. The private securitization market or private securitization transaction are of great interest for corporates and leasing companies. And the advantages of these kind of transactions is mainly that you can use the tool for smaller portfolios, which do not justify a public transaction, but also, and that is more importantly, as a tool for working capital management. And this is a hot topic, or has been a hot topic lately. It also allows for a fixed commitment, which gives the corporates and leasing companies planning reliability. And this kind of transaction also have positive impacts on financial ratios. And if you go back to the COVID and to other situations where there was market stress, this can be quite an important tool to help companies to overcome issues on their balance sheet. If you talk about the market, according to the 2022 European benchmarks exercise, the market volume of private securitizations is currently around 200 billion euros. And there's been an increase in commitments since 2021 of 11%. As you can see, securitization, and in particular the ABCP securitizations, are an important mix of the funding for most companies these days.
Thanks so much for this insight, Guido. When you speak to your clients, what are the common reservations about this form of financing?
Reservations are most notably that it is a difficult product to understand. How can I explain or how can I convince my CFO to use this product? There's also often talked about complex contracts. And if you compare it to Schuldschein, the product of securitization takes much longer. And there's often the topic of resources. And do we have capacity? Do we really want to take on such a complex project? And last but not least, one of the other topics which is often discussed is the IT ecosystem. Often it is the treasurers tell us that the IT systems are not standardized and it's very difficult to extract data.
That is something that actually we also hear in particular from first-time originators. And we usually think, I mean, being the lawyers, it's just putting something in the contract. We don't have to live it on a day-to-day basis. But if you have to do it, I can see that the IT systems need to be fit for that. And changing that apparently takes very long, is what I've heard. So coming back to what you said, Guido, is this also in line with what you see when you speak to your clients, Timo?
Yeah, actually, yes, that is correct. These are important topics we discuss with our clients. Nevertheless, I would like to make a slight differentiation at this point, because when you look at leasing or loan transactions, we usually become involved at a stage where there are still questions around the feasibility of the transactions. So it's not a done deal yet. We do it by the corporate. It is really a more open debate at that point in time. And what we very often then discuss with our clients are challenges such as they have large data volumes but don't know exactly how to extract what they need. How do they source the data that are needed historically going forward? What are the business requirements? How do they run their day-to-day business and how can that be translated into the systems? As well as in general, what could the system integration look like for such a transaction? But Mark, I think you see more points even, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think for trade receivables, it's slightly different because we step into such transactions when the customer has already decided to securitize together with an arranger. So again, we discuss different reservations here with our clients. So one of the main topics I hear quite commonly is that here is what we have used in the past, right? Here, that's our data which we've used in the past, mainly Excel. So why can't you use the same information than we did in similar transactions, such as factoring, for example? What I also often hear is the topic of, your data requirements are not available in our systems. We don't have them. Yeah? Try to generate them somehow. We also face data security concerns, giving, let's say, personal data or business-related data outside of the company is always an issue. And I think this is in line with you, Guido. We also hear a lot that there is not much capacity to set up securitization transactions. It's on business side as well as on the IT side, because also IT sides today are very, very focused on S4HANA implementations, for example, which catch up a lot of the resources there. The final point which I want to make here is that the ongoing process will tie up a lot of work in our day-to-day process, right? So as ABCP is an ongoing process, you have to have someone in place who accompanies this process. So, and the argument is here that it will tie up quite a lot of resources.
That's probably why we see a lot of job offers once they've done their first transaction for a senior securitization manager position.
Number two, complexity can be significantly reduced and efficiency increased by standardization and digitization.
So indeed, this seems to be a very essential point for the question whether a company can and actually wants to do a securitization. And I assume these topics are more or less similar for most companies. So do you think there's anything to make things easier for an originator to tackle those challenges?
Yes. Certainly, they are. And if you look at the reservations that might have been true 25 years ago, but these days the structures have evolved quite a long way. And the structures and the contracts available nowadays are mainly standardized, but also, of course, allow for adjustments where needed. And in particular, the IT side, IT providers or services such as Bearing Point provide tried and tested platforms which can handle the IT task quite easily. And quite frankly, these kind of transactions often evolve further. During the life of this kind of transactions, they change in accordance with the business needs of our clients. These structures and the IT can easily be adapted. And adaption might include new sellers, new jurisdictions, and other points which might be important for the seller of the receivables and should be financed via these programs.
I would also agree. So the answer also from our side is a yes. There are standard interfaces and tools which help originators to gain the necessary data in the requested format on a revolving basis, so that they don't have to live with a, let's say, unmanaged scenario. Relying also on market-proven processes and trusting experienced counterparts, arrangers, let's mention arrangers, service providers, lawyers with a long and proven track record, that will also address the point. And if you are trying to automate the complete asset purchase process, that means from data delivery to asset purchase, back office systems, flagging to signing, time and effort will also be saved. And last but not least, with the help of data analytics tools, our clients are able to better understand and accordingly steer their portfolios going forward.
Number three, automation helps mastering recurring processes during the lifetime of the transaction.
You mentioned a standard process before. So how does this standard process look like and what is the contribution required from the originator?
So once the process has been set up, all necessary input parameters, open item files, credit insurance files, parameterization, exchange rates, they should be pushed to the software systems automatically, right? So that there is nothing to do there anymore by hand for the originators. So the servicer processes the data in the morning, quality assures the results, reports, flat files and things are being provided to the stakeholders, and delivers them to the stakeholders of the ABCP transaction, typically until noon. The originator validates the results, imports them back into the back office system, and signs the offer letter to make the asset sale legally binding. With a high degree of automation, the standard process should not take more than 1 hour of work per production run for all tasks of the originator on the business side. And the good news is that in an ongoing process, the involvement of the IT department is typically not necessary anymore. So business can conduct the business itself and does not need the help of the IT department anymore.
But how do you deal with exceptional circumstances, like, for example, the trigger breach?
So if anomalies occur, which can happen, sure, then during a production run, the servicer gets in touch with the corresponding parties and clarifies its finding. So this leads either to a rerun because data has to be processed again, or to the acceptance of the anomaly because it's related to the data and to the real business scenario of the originator.
Number 4. Technology enables originators to fully enjoy the benefits of a securitization.
So, do we all conclude then that the respective standards plus the available technology should basically enable any corporate or leasing company to navigate a securitization transaction successfully?
Well, from my experience with our clients, it clearly does. Coming back to the challenges, and we call it reservations, we discussed in the beginning, all steps of a transaction from data sourcing to data provision and processing, as well as producing all required reports for the different stakeholders, which could be internal accounting, investors, banks, regulators, all these steps have the potential to be automated. Digital workflows for approval and signing processes are capable to further reduce the time and effort our clients have to invest to run a deal. Guido, what do you think?
I can only agree with Timo and with Mark. This is a tried and tested product. An experienced IT service provider, legal counsel, and arranger with the right tools guides a client through the process of setting up a successful securitization transaction. In particular, a good IT provider is very helpful during the life of the transaction. And as Mark already mentioned, sourcing of data, uploading should never take more than 1 hour once a transaction is set up and running.
Number 5. Does the future of securitization belong to AI and DLT?
Looking into the future, and maybe even short-term future, how do you see the future of securitization? Will AI, DLT, and further technical solutions make a substantial difference to the processes as we see them now?
Yes, definitely. I think DLT has already been used and tested on the funding side. So there are market participants who issued DLT-based ABCPs. But I also see great use of DLT on the asset side. I think in the future, DLT will become a very useful tool in this kind of transactions. And talking about artificial intelligence, securitization relies heavily on quantitative analysis. It is also a lot of legal documentation. And in both cases, I think that artificial intelligence will have an impact on the product and make it even easier in the future for our clients.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I mean, standardization, as we see it at the moment, will have its effects already. And then if we come to that, I mean, standardization is only the basis for any automation that you can do with respect to your documents. And we also do see that in certain areas happening at the moment. And of course, for all of our clients, that's a good sign because it means at the end of the day, reduction of costs.
I think actually that these new technologies will help to reach the next level of benefits for clients and users of transactions. Operational excellence and real-time insights into data have been important steps on this journey and are still not fully achieved in many cases, as our experience shows us every day, right? Sometimes it's just not possible for right now to automate certain steps. What could come next now are predictive insights, not so much in the sense of how will a portfolio behave with regards to dilution or delinquencies or defaults, but much more in a sense of gaining insight into what the client might demand as a next product, as a next service out of that. And therefore, I think securitization transactions and the departments taking care of it can contribute quite a bit to this digital data-driven approach of their companies.
So we now talked a little bit about DLT and we talked about AI, and I think they are definitely essential parts from our day-to-day work, which will help making securitization transaction more easier, more convenient, better to use. But I think we still have a little bit of automation capabilities ahead of us, right? Let me just make a couple of examples which show that we still have capacity in the automation process. So why do developers still need to develop an interface between back office systems and the processing system itself, right? If there are already tools available, which one can use as a plug and play solution today. Or another example which I like to make is the typical signing process of an ABCP transaction. So we as Bearing Point conduct more than 3,000 production runs every year, right? So and after each run, either it's daily, weekly, monthly, or bimonthly, the originator prints out the offer letter, signs it, scans it, and delivers it back to the stakeholders of the transaction. So why don't you implement a fully digitized process which helps reducing costs and efforts?
Guido, Mark, Timo, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your extremely interesting insights with us. We really enjoyed it. And thank you all for listening today. We hope you have enjoyed this episode.
So next month, this time, we will be looking at another segment of the market, as we will be discussing non-performing loans.